This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, David Knight in the other studios coming up. We're taking your phone calls. At the start of the next segment, we're going to get into Rich Priebus, the leaker, and the details. We've known this for a long time. We have to sit on top of us. We don't burn sources. And Stone was ready to do it today, and I just had him on for 2 hours, never did it. That's how I operate. And turned a bit separately, just went ahead and dropped it. So
Just blurted it out.
Well, that's good. We hadn't even talked to him. He has great sources.
No, it shows that we're all hearing accurate
information. We're all synced up here, like, yeah, absolutely. So we're taking phone calls right now. Gary in the great state of Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex and Roger. I just want you to know your products are absolutely fantastic. I've been using them now for quite a long time, and I couldn't recommend any higher. But anyway, I changed my political affiliation from independent to Republican just in order to vote for Donald Trump. So I have been a very strong supporter of his. But I have a two-part question for you, Alex, or Mike. Now, the last time I asked this question to Roger, and I got a spin job. So, and that's no disrespect to you, Roger. But
that's
anyway,
what I do.
The aerosol spraying of toxic chemicals all over America is increasing every day, and here in Phoenix, we're getting pounded like never before. Donald Trump could have stopped this on the first day of his presidency. I know he could have, but instead he is allowing it to continue. There is a complete silence from the president.
Let me respond to that. They're ignoring him and all the agencies. There's all sorts of secret programs going on. There is geoengineering going on. The CFR admits it. I've seen less of it. Maybe it's worse in Arizona. But specifically, what would you like to see Trump do? I mean, you're probably educating him now. Go ahead.
Well, here's my question. How can Donald Trump, and again, I'm a supporter. I'm a critic of his, but I'm a supporter. But how can Donald Trump have any hope of making America great again when he is jeopardizing the health and welfare of his fellow Americans?
Well, so you're talking about,
why do you assume that he knows about it?
It's deep state, man.
Why do you assume that that he knows about it? Do you think maybe someone on the White House staff has told him about that?
I've got a building next to me full of crew members that I only go to like once a week. I don't know what they're doing 100 yards from me. Go ahead, sorry.
No, but look, the president, any president, every president lives in a cocoon. And Reince Priebus has sought to control
super cocoon
flow of information. The president told Anthony Scaramucci he wanted to see him this week. Yet Reince Priebus keeps knocking him off the president's schedule.
So let's expand the question the listener's really asking then. How do we get Trump out of his cocoon?
Well, he needs a staff change. I mean, if he is not getting in his daily news briefing, Breitbart, InfoWare's Daily Caller, Cernovich, then something's wrong. Those who are complaining that he is getting those things, what they're complaining about is they haven't been able to keep them out.
Well, like you said, he didn't understand that they're blocking for months all his positive Twitter comments. He's noticed that. He's like, where's all my people? And because he didn't even understand, they're only giving him the negative stuff.
That's exactly right.
Trump doesn't even think his support's there anymore. That's why he goes out to rally. He goes, I'm glad you're still here. And his wife leads the Lord's Prayer because they're so freaked out. Cernovich?
Yeah, that is why there's a great article in Politico, which it revealed that Reince Priebus is now the leaker. We might as well talk about that. Roger can talk about
it. Yeah, why did we let them have that? Right. We already had this weeks ago, but there it is. How Trump gets his fake news.
So they didn't actually reveal Reince Priebus as a leaker there, but if you read it, the entire article is trying to make Reince Priebus look like this great, smart guy around a bunch of fools.
By the way, I knew this 6 months ago.
Bad idea.
Reince Priebus and others run into the president with the printouts they want to.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to be honest with you about this. I really am. I've had it up to here with Reince Priebus. This guy is malevolent midget is what he is. He did not want Donald Trump to become president. He shifted campaign funds in Pennsylvania from Trump, $750,000 to Pat Toomey. He did the same thing in Virginia in an attempt to undermine us at the last minute. He cannot be trusted.
Let's come back and talk more about that. Stay with us. This is key.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman, it's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Strange days of fun.
Strange from days the front fun. Lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days. All right, some very brought up secret government projects, and we've already documented that the State Department is just completely ignoring what the president wants. Every other agency, he's throwing fits. He's about to have a purge. He says that there's all sorts of stuff going on he's upset about. But I hear you. I'd like to see geoengineering and secret programs exposed. But I think, Gary, that Roger Stone and Mike Cernovich kind of answered your question. Before you called, the theme of this is Trump's being ignored. Does that make sense?
Yes, but in the meantime, I think the American people are being ignored. I mean,
Well, I think it's up to us to get a hold of through C-SPAN and TV and radio and rallies and messages and, you know, paper airplanes we throw over the wall at the White House. We need to get the message to him. It's up to us.
Candidly, the president gets more of his news through television than he gets through.
That's the problem. Even mainline Republicans, they still watch TV. He's 70 years old. He does get some news on the road. Well, let's talk about it. Let's put the political article. Thank you, Gary. Let's put the political article up and actually get Cernovich's comment on it. Then you go ahead.
Right. So the political article is a Rents Priebus leak job to try to make it so that Trump won't read us anymore. So the whole article spin is that people are freedom fighters are giving Trump truthful information from people like us, and that this has to stop, and Rents Priebus is mad.
Are we in this story?
No, we're not, fortunately, but they the point is that they want to keep us out of Trump's news diet, Rents Priebus is, because Rents Priebus is really nervous now because...
But we already know that. When Trump gets to call people, Priebus is like floating around on the phone line, reportedly.
Yeah, no, and when the president has meetings, Priebus is always in the meeting. So how can you run the government when you're spending all the time trying...
Why does Trump let him be in the meeting? So, like, you're there, and then Priebus is there in the corner, like...
Well, the president does occasionally turn to him and say, did you get that down right? It's treating him like a secretary. Look, this guy is no Bob Haldeman. He's no Jim Baker. He's not even an Andy Card. He is so over his head in terms of capability. It's a joke. He's just.
But the establishment likes him because he leaks like a sieve.
He should. Let's appoint him ambassador to Ireland and get rid of him. The president would be better served by somebody who is loyal to Donald J. Trump. I could name three people who are more than capable of doing this job.
How close is Priebus? My sources say that Trump's deciding, but he really wants to blow him, Spicer, and a bunch of other people off the airlock. From your intel, who is on the chopping block?
I think Spicer's in desperate trouble. One thing about Donald Trump is he doesn't like to be pushed. When you push him, he resists. He does not like to be told to do things. Perfect example, David Duke. Of course you would throw David Duke over the side the first time his name came.
He'd done it a decade before.
He had done it before when I was working for him.
So somebody said, hey, KKK, David Duke, oh, I hate him.
Because the media insisted that he do it, then he resisted, and then, of course, he ultimately did it. There's no value in having a David Duke around, and Donald Trump has no truck with racism or racists like Duke. But it's a perfect example of pushing him into a corner. So at the end of the day, he's going to have to clean house to save his presidency. There's no question about that.
So he is in a crisis. He's got the people, he's got the agenda, he's got the truth behind him, but he's surrounded by traitors who don't want to compromise, who don't want him to work with them. They want to mount his head on the wall.
Well, or they want to moderate him, which means emasculate him.
Well, I just see how his own people bitch when he does stuff. He's the president. You're not. Why did you think, I think it's the cherry on top with the nut sprinkles. Why did he hide in the bushes? Why did Sean Spicer last week hide in the bushes? He really was.
Because I don't think he wanted to go out there and defend the president of the United States. What was the great quote I read the other day from a White House staffer who said, oh, my God, what has he done now? I mean, this is the same thing I saw, by the way, under Reagan, where they underestimate the principal and his strength and his power and his talent. Right. And they don't want to fight. They want to compromise.
They're followers. They're not leaders. I mean, here's my deal. I don't want the White House press job. I'm not even saying I would get it. The point is, it'd be fire-breathing. It'd be unapologetic. They'd be on their heels. His own people don't get why Trump's successful, because he's brazen. He's naked. He's real. He's committed. He's bona fide. He's not a fake.
You notice it was Ronald Reagan who brought Pat Buchanan back into the White House press operation? That's what you need, a young Pat Buchanan, somebody who is smart, somebody who is combative, somebody who will grab the other guys by the throat and pull them down the hill, a fighter, like Trump, a fighter. Instead, we have people who are trying to be conciliatory and kiss the
ass. And conciliatory is fine if people are being trying to conciliatory with you. They're running around saying, kill the president, kill us. Shut down free speech. Arrest everyone.
He's mentally-
a group of people with flaming torches running at you is not someone you make a deal with.
Well, and as the New Yorker magazine showed us last week, there's a subset of liberals now who say he's insane and we've got to remove him because he's crazy. Just because he doesn't agree with them. Just because he doesn't.
And again, people go, oh, you're suddenly establishment. The Pope, the Chinese communist dictator, the Saudi Arabians, the corrupt Mexican government, the corrupt Canadian government, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, all these, the EU, they're all against Trump. What nutball wouldn't be for him?
I mean, if mental instability is the hallmark, why did we have a rapist as president for 8 years? A rapist, a serial sexual assaulter. So this line of...
Sure, I totally agree. So let me ask you this question. Because I want to put this together. Maybe we should do a tape thing later, because this is really a big deal. Trump will listen to this. I want to take a few calls here, and then I'll bring David Knight in. David Knight, what do you think President Trump should do with a shakeup? I mean, I think you should do fireside chats. People try to make it too produced. Just get up there with his basic graphics, his facts. He gives them a day before, the 10-point thing he wants to cover. They have the clips just like he sees on Facebook, just like he sees on Twitter. He gets up and says, here's the clip of 20 Democrats saying fire the FBI director. See? That's all I'm doing. This guy says I'm crazy because there was wiretapping. Here's the New York Times saying there was wiretapping. Let's move to the next agenda. He goes in for 45 minutes, hits like 10 points, then maybe has a few journalists, a mix, takes a few questions. He does that once or twice a week. Game over. He's defeated him. Okay, that's my idea. Let's do it. But what do you think, David?
I think you're absolutely right, Alex. You know, Ronald Reagan said he was going to transcend Washington. He was going to go directly to the people. He never did it. Or had the potential to do it in the way that Donald Trump
did. Well, they put a mullet on him before he could.
Yeah, I think you ought to go beyond just canceling the press conferences. I think you ought to do exactly what you said, go directly to the people, bypass these daily press conferences that are going, bypass the press secretary. Yeah, right. And I think he ought to use these bully pulpits not just to defend himself personally, but to advance his agenda, to tell the American people, look, I want you putting pressure on Washington with me. Together, the two of us can get this agenda that I ran on, that you voted for, done, and we can shut down Washington. I think that's exactly what.
Yes, and David, I want all you to comment on this and take calls. I'll turn it over to you, David. I've been prepared for this hour for all day. Trump must know, and I think he knows this now, that's where we're getting from multiple sources, very high up, is that he gets there's no compromise. He gets they don't make sense. They want to run the country. They don't care about the power of what they run. They have no rubber meets the road basic understanding. Oh, you guys got a mic open in there. So they have no understanding of this basic system. And he now understands that and understands he's in a death battle. And that if he goes all the way, he wins. If he doesn't, he loses. And so now it's up to all of us to understand just how critical this moment really is.
Like, so over the weekend, we had James Clapper say, our institutions are under attack internally by President Trump. I had said on Friday that all these liberals were saying it's a coup, it's a coup. No, it wasn't really a coup. What Donald Trump did was within his legal rights as president. He is still president, so it was not technically a coup. But they see it as a coup because it was someone that they see simply as a stated preference by the people they're not accounted to, the elected president. They saw it as a coup against the swamp, against the unelected bureaucracy that stays there permanently. And that's what we're seeing from James Clapper. He says, our institutions are under attack. I'm going to talk about that in detail, what James Clapper was really saying. But that's what they're looking at, Alex. They're looking at the fact that Donald Trump would actually fire one of the higher-ranking members of the permanently entrenched bureaucracy.
That's right. These are arrogant, entitled lords.
Yes.
Who believe that they own us, and Trump is involved in a coup against the swamp.
Yeah.
The swamp is trying to have a coup over Trump.
That's right.
Now, is this the same? Is this the same James Clapper who testified falsely to the U.S. Congress about the collection of metadata, proven to be a lie by Edward Snowden?
He said nobody spies the American people. And that's the same story we hear over and over again with FBI Comey saying Trump's crazy. Nobody spies on anybody.
But they let Clapper come back and clean it up and apologize instead of indicting him for perjury and sending him to jail where he belongs.
That's right. That's right. And a politicized member of the National Security Council, as he's sitting in his positions during the election, actually using that as a bully pulpit to get involved in politics. Why would we be surprised to find out that they use the national security apparatus to look and to investigate into politicians way beyond Donald Trump, but also people like Rand Paul? He said another senator has told him that he's also been told.
Well, we got looked at. You better believe they're listening right now.
You know, one of the questions I want to ask, and I was on Real Time with Bill Maher about a month ago now, and Michael Hayden was the former CIA director, was one of the guests. Why do these guys all have shaved heads? Is it like some secret club or something? Did you ever notice this? Brennan, a Clapper, yeah. All of them. Hayden, they all have these shaved heads. It must be some, like, secret signal or something.
Well, I think there's not some such secret signals when they brag about what they're doing. I mean, James Clapper has got to be the worst poker player in the world. When he was lying to Ron Wyden, he's like, you know, looking down and rubbing his face. But then you had Michael Hayden go to Washington Lee University and brag about the fact that he didn't need any special provisions under the Patriot Act, which is unconstitutional. He said, I had a direct order from the president. I could do whatever I wanted. That's the mindset of these people. And he has the nerve to go on with Judge Napolitano and say that he's a libertarian.
Oh, it's just totally insane. It's totally crazy.
Do you remember when Nixon said, if the president orders it, that makes it legal?
That's right.
And how all the lefties went crazy when he said that?
That's right. That's
Where
right.
were they when Hayden said essentially...
That's right. Let's take a few final calls and let David Knight take over. But Mike Cernovich, you've been holding there patiently. Your take on what you've just been hearing.
Oh, no, I'm just listening in. It's great, great roundtable discussion, so I don't have anything to add.
You do have stuff to add. That's all. I mean, what's the next big shoe to drop from your intel? You said we're going to be very, very happy soon about what Trump's about to do from your sources.
Well, Roger covered the Sean Spicer angle. Trump knows he has to get rid of Rince. He has to get rid of Spicer. I don't know that he's going to fire Spicer right away, though. I think he's playing mind games on him because, as Roger will tell you, Trump likes to pit people against each other because competition brings out the best in people. And now Spicer is, Spicer's a beta male. So now he is shook up a little bit. And I don't think he's going to rise to the occasion. So I don't think he's out right away. But Trump is definitely letting him know, hey, I'm interviewing these other people. You better up your game. You better quit hiding in the bushes. You need to call on alternative media. I mean, talk about media strategy. Why is Spicer giving the first questions to the fake New York Times, to the fake Associated Press? Why isn't he asking alternative media more?
Yeah, why is there all this butt kissing? I mean, doesn't he get that doesn't get him anywhere?
Well, look, I think we all know that Katie Walsh, who was the deputy to Reince Priebus, was fired because they caught her leaking. Who do you think directed her to leak? Reince Priebus is of a leaker, and the leaks are not...
Oh, yeah, we went to break and never got to that. I'm never good at our biggest story of the day. Dun, dun, dun. Mike Cernovich, then, of course, Roger Stone. Stone told me before the show, he's ready to go after Priebus, he's the leaker. Now, you're saying this Politico thing basically shows he's the one. Let's both spend a few minutes on that, then final calls.
Right, so... The you have to use, you know, good lawyerly reasoning and deductive reasoning. One thing I noticed a couple months ago, and I even wrote the article, The Dog That Didn't Bark, based on a Sherlock Holmes story. I said, where are the Reince Priebus hit pieces? That was, you know, because as human beings, we notice what is in our face, but a lot of times we don't notice what is in there. And I noticed you couldn't find a bad article about that guy anywhere in the world. And I thought that's really weird because everybody else in Trump world gets hammered and smacked.
Sure. That's right. Reince Priebus is the giant bloated butt that the diarrhea just squirts out of.
Well, look, no, they buy immunity by leaking. Don't write that about me. I'll give you something better. Is it incidental that that days before Anthony Scaramucci, a patriot, a guy who is better on TV defending Donald Trump, in my view, than anyone else, that there's a hit piece on him about his business dealings, all of it bogus. Who planted that? How did that get in the paper? I can tell you, Reince Priebus, that's how.
Now, I'm not against short people. I'm not the tallest guy. I mean, like, you know, 5'11". But I'm told that Reince Priebus is basically 5 feet tall. And actually,
it's Napoleonic, I think, is what you're trying to say. I mean, I think that the guy is, he's out of his depth here. He doesn't have the administrative capability to do this job. You can't be both in the meetings trying to cover your ass with the boss and still have time to run the federal government.
I was about to say, I mean, this guy's clearly a weasel, and Trump knows that. So how long until Reince penis is gone?
Look, you can't push Donald Trump. It is always a mistake. He will do the right thing. But this is broken. It's not working. One does not have to be a genius to see that.
Now, do they have dirt? Because Trump's saying, hey, better watch out. I'm recording conversations. All the phone calls are recorded. The media acts like they don't know that's true or not. That's just a fact. It's not dirty. It's going on. How does Reince penis, Priebus, I misspoke, how does he strike back? Then, I mean, do they have some kind of dirt that they're threatening to release?
I don't think he has any cards here. I think he is living day to day. And he was never the right guy.
So Reince Priebus is kind of like a limp biscuit.
In a sense, yes.
Mike Cernovich, your comments on Reince.
Well, you know, Roger brought up the point is how he bought immunity. That's why there are no hit pieces. And then that political article is like the cherry on top where the whole article says, oh, my God, Trump is being spread this fake news. But Reince Priebus, he's really trying to make sure that Trump isn't given any fake news. So it's a total hatchet job on everybody. Except Reince Priebus, and I thought, Reince, you idiot, you fool, you moron.
He should at least plant something bad about himself.
You know, it's interesting. When I worked for Ronald Reagan,
they used to try to keep Human Events, which was one of the early conservative newspapers, a great publication, try to keep it away from him because they didn't want him to read it, because he would read things there and he would blurt them out. And
he'd even read LaRouche stuff.
I mean, it destroyed their efforts to move him to the center and, quote unquote, moderate him. But the good news is that Dutch loved his Human Events and he wanted to see it every week. I wish the president would demand to see InfoWars every day, because you know they attempt to keep it from him, and it's not on the television screen where he is used to seeing his television, so he's got to go looking for it.
Wow. Cernovich, I want to take a few final calls. I appreciate your time. You never even plug yourself. StoneColdTruth.com, InfoWars.com. I know you've got a lot of sites, a lot of things. You do a lot of Twitter, Facebook. Where's the best places for people to find all things Mike Cernovich, the great hated patriot?
Yeah, Twitter.com/CERNOVICH, Twitter.com/Cernovich is usually a good place to be. And we've been developing this Rents Priebus thing for a while, so I'm glad that Roger got confirmation, too, that it's Rents. And again, we need more news going to Trump. So people, what can you do? Share, because Trump does read his Twitter. Share articles to InfoWars by replying to @RealDonaldTrump. That is how we'll wake him up. Share this video that we've done right now. Share the videos with Trump. Reply to him, because Trump does, he watches television for a lot of news, but he does get a lot of news from his Twitter. So we need to bombard his feed with.
And the great thing is when he actually responds.
Yeah, he is reading his Twitter feed, which is how he figured out that they were pushing all his positive comments to the bottom or deleting them and pushing all the negative ones to the top. But it was not until somebody mentioned that to him that he saw it was real. I
wonder who that was.
Somebody. In any event, this is going to be a struggle. Trump can still be the transformative president we need him to be, but not when he's surrounded by these midgets, by these pygmies.
And Rich Priebus, other than short guys, I mean, he should be a Lollipop Guild extra on the new remaking of the Yellow Brick Road. What's the name of that movie?
He's too tall for that, I think. But look, without the personal attacks, he's not up to this. He's Paul Ryan's man. He's dreaming of the Paul Ryan presidency post-Trump. Trump needs a Trump loyalty.
Is he dreaming of Paul Ryan coming in and, you know, like with the roses?
Very definitely.
And a bottle of wine? And
no.
Them like holding hands and getting like a carriage?
They are.
Driving around D.C. together?
They are plotting a future.
Is it true that Rich Priebus and Paul Ryan?
They're very close, but I'm not going there. Look, you have to have a guy who is loyal to you. A David Urban. An Ed Martin.
Is it true that Rich Priebus?
Are Trump loyalists.
It's true that Priebus puts on a wig?
Stop.
I'm trolling me. I'm sorry. Let's do one more call. We're headed over to David Knight, who's a sweetheart. Sitting here while I go crazy. Zach in Florida. Zach, Lego Maniac. You're on the air with Mike Cernovich. Go ahead.
Going, Alex, Roger, and Mike. I was actually on the air with you guys the 14th of last month when you guys were on. I dropped the strategic patient CFR intel. I don't know if you remember that call.
That was powerful. Yeah, the whole deal. Yeah, what do you think's going on?
Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting that you guys happen to be on at the same time again when I call back in. But I caught a lot of hell from that through CID and FBI stuff. But I'm covered. I didn't say anything too out of line. And that was very powerful. I know you had a lot of interpersonal things going on behind the scenes. But if you would see.
I remember that call. That was big info.
Well, we dropped the strategic patient thing on your show. You guys delve into it. And then Pence, 2 days later, literally uses those lines, which haven't been uttered out of a diplomatic channel in the U.S. in a long time. So that was very powerful. Hell, look, just about over an hour. I kind of hope this got on the main show. But nonetheless, you guys are talking about Priebus and Spicer. Who cares about those guys? We got Stone, we got Jones, and we got Cernovich. You think Trump cares about these guys that he could change interchangeably? He knows who you guys reach. So the power brokers are in the room, and they're talking, and they're on the show right now. So that's what's really going on. All the three-letter agencies.
Well, I wish that were true, but let me just say to you that personnel is policy, and we don't have the levers of government. Yes, maybe we can help organize the troops and rally the people, but you must have people in office who will carry out your vision, who will carry out your agenda, and not worry about what the Republican.
Well, I'm going to do this because this caller was a great caller. Zach, stay there. I'm David Knight. He's a really nice, smart guy, as you know. He'll let you talk a few minutes, hear what you have to say. You did call in about that paper that I read about once but forgotten about. Really great point about North Korea, China, everything. So you come back. We'll finish with you, Zach. But I'm out of here because I want to give David at least part of the hour since he's been getting ready for it. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Mike Cernovich, thanks for all the time, my friend.
Oh, talk to you guys soon. Twitter.com/Cernovich.
That's right. And then you're over on Twitter?
Roger J. Stone Jr., J.R.
All right. I'm Real Alex Jones, and everywhere else, we're under attack. They're trying to shut us down. So thank you all for your prayers and your supports. We have Donald Trump is my president shirts at cost to flood the world with them at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, May 15th, 2017, our last half hour here. I'm going to go back to Zach, who was holding. They didn't finish the phone call that got through. I'm going to let the rest of the callers go because I want to get to some news here. I want to unpack what's really at stake here with this Microsoft ransomware that happened. I want you to understand what's behind that. I want to talk about the real coup that happened in Washington and the counter coup that is being conducted by the intelligence community, by the Washington bureaucracy, and by the Washington press against Donald Trump. That's what's really going on there. And we've got some other news as well from Rand Paul talking about the sentencing changes out of the Attorney General's office in terms of stepping up the war on drugs. Big mistake, and we'll tell you why in just a moment. Real quickly, let's go back to Zach in Florida. Zach, go ahead and finish up with what you want to have to say.
Thank you very much, David. It's a pleasure to be with you, and thanks for holding me over. So basically I called in on the 14th of last month when Cernovich and Jones were speaking, and I kind of brought up the point of strategic patience, which is the CFR game that's pretty critical when it comes to North Korea and our position diplomatically with them. And then right after that show, you have Pence going to South Korea and Japan, and then you start seeing the strategic patience thing being brought up. Obviously, things are changing as far as our strategy goes, and I know Alex is going through some interpersonal things, so maybe it wasn't followed up on, but it just goes to show how powerful the reach of InfoWars is. Obviously, I work with DoD, but the fact that it was said on that show, and then you could see through, you know, not just intelligence, but obviously military channels, that that word got down the chain, and they were literally using the term strategic patience, so it kind of broke their paradigm, which is powerful. But also,
yeah, we've seen that happen a number of times. As a matter of fact, you know, it's about a year ago. We started saying, there isn't a left-right paradigm. That's a false dichotomy that they've sold people. We need to understand that the fault line here is between nationalism and globalism. And I think we were saying that first. Maybe we weren't. I don't know. But it became a central point of the campaign. I think one thing that illustrates that today is one of the news items that I had here. I'll get back to you in just a second, Zach. But France has a new prime minister. They've reached out to the conservative party. So here's this guy, Macron, who really didn't have any political leanings, but he was part of the socialist government before he stopped and then said, well, I'm going to run as an independent. Actually, he's running as a Rothschild party banker. But the issue here is to pick this guy because he is pro-EU. So you can be pro. It doesn't matter if you're conservative or if you're liberal. It doesn't matter if you're socialist or if you're laissez-faire in France. The dividing line here is between being pro-EU and being pro-France. They're not going to let anybody into that cabinet, but they will reach across the so-called ideological lines. Remember, it was the left-right paradigm that originally came from France. But it is a false dichotomy. The real choice that's before us right now with these governments, are the governments going to even exist? Are we going to have national governments? Or are they going to be subsumed into some kind of a multinational organization that is a stepping stone to a world government? And that's what's going on in France right now. Your comments, Seth.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one thing that's happening, and you hit the word, and I think these things, like, you know, get out there, and they're so accurate. Like, the paradigm's changing, and this is what I was finishing up with Stone and Jones and Cernovich with, is that they were talking about Priebus and talking about Spicer and who's in, who's out. They're antiquated. It does not matter. Trump was not elected on that. Trump completely broke what the status quo was. So it's like White House Chief of Staff is Roger Stone. The press secretary is Alex Jones. Cernovich is the insider. We got David Knight, who's also the, I mean, you look, you guys get so many more listeners than who's actually listening to that establishment in those quote unquote real positions. Trump knows that. So he could put these actual quote unquote real guys in the chopping block and let them dance. But look, he didn't get elected by, you know, following those steps. He got elected by just blowing that out of the water, getting mainstream attention and completely just changing it. So,
well, the important thing,
so
I think,
powerful.
Is to just,
sorry, go ahead.
I think it's just important to put the truth out there and let people make their own decisions. We trust the people to make their own decisions. And so we don't come out here and say something without backing it up with articles. Many times it'll be information that's coming from so-called mainstream sources that we back that up with. But they're buried sources. And so we put that stuff together. We connect the dots for people and we let you make up your own mind. That's a very powerful thing, to be able to speak our mind without having to worry about access, without having to be worried about what people are going to say about us. That's a very powerful thing. The truth can be very powerful. So I think that's really what we have going for us. I want to get to some news, but thank you, Zach. It's very important that everybody understand that we can have an impact. You can forward these articles, as they were just saying, forward those to Donald Trump. Forward it to his Twitter account. That's one way that we can get to him. And I believe that we need to break this bottleneck, this wall that has been erected between the American people and Donald Trump, and that is the Washington bureaucracy. And in that, I would include the press as part of that. You know, last week, there was this article that was on Drudge Report, the not-so-viral firing of James Comey. And they said, despite the wall-to-wall media coverage, most Americans, according to measurements on Facebook interaction, didn't really care about that much. But the press does. And they care very much about it. Those who are in Washington care very much about it. We have Barrara said, are there still public servants who will say no to the president? This is a featured article on the Washington Post today. Well, I would ask Clapper, what do you really think is the constitutional structure of the government. You know, Clapper said yesterday on CNN with Jake Tapper, it was Clapper and Tapper. Hey, they should do a show together. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said our institutions of government were under assault by President Trump. This is the way it went. He said, our institution is under assault both externally, and that's the big news here, is the Russian interference in our election system. Well, show us some evidence or shut up. Put up or shut up, James Clapper. You politicized this as someone who was head of the intelligence agencies. This is a guy who, as we pointed out before, he lied to everyone just before the Snowden leaks, showed what a liar he was. But we could tell he was lying. We knew he was lying, and his face showed that he was lying. But then he goes on to say, and I think, as well, our institutions are under assault internally. And then Tapper says, internally? From the president? He said, exactly, said Clapper. And then Tapper comes back and says, because he's firing the checks and balances? He's firing the checks and balances? And then Clapper, James Clapper, says, well, I think you know, the Founding Fathers, a system of three co-equal branches of government and a built-in system of checks and balances, and I feel as though it's under assault and it's eroding. Okay, so I would ask Clapper, what branch of government is the Department of Justice? What branch of government is the NSA or the CIA or the bureaucracy? Understand, when all this stuff began, back in the 1970s, we knew that the government was spying illegally on Americans in violation of the Constitution, in violation of the Fourth Amendment requirements to get search warrants, to say, I believe, go to, before a judge, I believe this person is committing a crime. Here's why I believe that. And here's where I want to search them. The person, the place, the time, the reason. Go before a judge, get an order. No, we don't do that anymore. And as a matter of fact, we weren't doing that back in the 60s and the 70s. As soon as these agencies were created, they went rogue. And so we had the Frank Church Committee hearings. And remember, they did all of the talk about the assassination to get the public's attention away from the fact that it was the public that was the target of the CIA, not so much Castro. And they were very successful at getting the public's information, not very successful at assassinating Castro. But we saw the heart attack gun. We saw all that stuff. You didn't even hear much about the Pike Committee hearings. The Pike Committee hearings focused more on the NSA. The Church Committee hearings focused on the CIA. The Church Committee hearings were in the Senate. The Pike Committee hearings were in the House. And when they had the director of the NSA, which at the time, and for very long after that, when I was working at Texas Instruments in the early 80s, I knew a guy who used to work for the NSA. He had retired, and they would laugh about it. And he said, yeah, I used to work for no such agency. That was what everybody said the NSA stood for. Because in the 1970s, when they were having these hearings, and Congressman Pike called the head of the NSA to come testify as to why they were spying on Americans, he said, I want to see, I've seen the charter for the CIA. Where is your authorization? And he says, I'm not going to show it to you. We were created by an executive order by President Truman, and I'm not going to show it to you, Congressman. That's the contempt with which these people hold our Constitution. That's the contempt that they hold the checks and balances in our government. That's what you need to understand. Out of that came the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that was supposed to restrain the intelligence agencies from spying on Americans without cause. And now we know what's happening with all of that. But that's the idiocy of all this. Of course, the Department of Justice is under the president. And we don't have checks and balances, mainly because we've had the Congress abdicate their power to the bureaucracy that then does whatever they wish. And if we want to know where this is going, take a look at Rand Paul, who's continually pointing out the fact that it's not just President Trump who was spied on. It was Rand Paul who said, you don't get a search warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. And so Rand Paul says, hey, I know people have come to me and said that I was unmasked. I was surveilled on. And there were other people who are other presidential candidates, people who are other congressmen and so forth. He says, I know now of one other senator who has already confided to me that he was surveilled by the Obama administration, including his phone calls. So when all this comes out, said Senator Rand Paul, if there are political figures from the opposition party, it's a story that is bigger than any of the allegations with regard to Russian collusion. Do you understand that? If our government has politicized the massive surveillance state, that in and of itself is unconstitutional, it should be a concern to all Americans. But if they have politicized that, that's the story. The people like James Clapper would be involved in that. And of course he is politicized. As he was still in his office before he stepped down, he was getting involved in the campaign. That was outrageous. A military man who would do that as Department of Defense, if he was a soldier or a general, he would be immediately dismissed for getting involved in politics. But these spooks can get involved in electoral politics during a presidential election like James Clapper did and face not only no discipline, but as we were talking about before, the fact that he could lie to Congress and there'd be no consequences for this guy. Of course he's lying to us now. James Clapper is a liar. You shouldn't believe anything this man says. Earlier this month, they point out, Paul announced that sources have told him he has been surveilled by the Obama administration, this is Breitbart, I believe, and that he has requested information from the White House and congressional intelligence committees on whether he's been surveilled, unmasked, or searched for within intelligence reports. He said, it's about your own government spying on the opposition party. That would be enormous if true. That is what we should be focused on, folks. This conspiracy theory about the Russians is absolute nonsense. And we go back and we look at James Comey. Remember that James Comey, let's just put some of his career in perspective. It was James Comey who sent Martha Stewart to jail for insider trading, while Nancy Pelosi and the rest of Congress was making millions off of insider trading. And this is the same guy who put small sailors in jail for keeping photographs that said, don't you try this at home. Here's Hillary Clinton's felonies, but I'm not going to do anything to her because she violated national security. But don't you try this at home, soldiers, sailors, anybody else who works for the government. Don't you try this. And, of course, we're going to give Huma Abedin a pass as well, even though she stored massive amounts of above-top secret data on her husband's computer, even though he didn't have the clearance for that. So this is the same guy who would send Martha Stewart to jail for insider trading when the real insiders in Washington, the people who are manipulating the laws that can affect entire industries up and down, as well as companies, are out there trading and they had no controls on them. And, of course, it wasn't illegal what Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them were doing at the time. They had the Stock Act that they put in place to stop that. And when everybody stopped looking about 8 or 9 months later, they gutted that and went back to business as usual. But that's the kind of corruption that James Comey should have been fired for. But understand the difference here between what was going on with Hillary Clinton and the allegations with Donald Trump. What he said was, Hillary Clinton has committed these felonies, but I'm not going to do anything about it. With Donald Trump, they haven't come up with any wrongdoing. And yet, this is the kind of game that James Comey is playing. What he's playing is the game that J. Edgar Hoover used to play. Blackmail everybody in Washington. And, of course, Harry Truman talked about that. How he had dossiers and files on everybody. And when he died, his personal secretary got rid of that stuff. But that was his key to power. The difference was is that James Comey was doing it publicly. He was investigating both presidential candidates simultaneously and doing it publicly and defying them to do anything to him. Don't you fire me. I'm staying here for 10 years. If you fire me, I'm going to say, but I had you under some kind of an investigation. So if you fire me, that shows that you're a criminal, right? That's the game that he's playing right now. Donald Trump didn't bite into it. I was very happy to see Donald Trump not playing that game with James Comey. But, of course, the press is going to continue to play that game. But going back to what Rand Paul said, and this is the crux of the issue, folks, the crux of the issue that they're not investigating is whether or not the Obama administration was spying on its political opponents and trying to hack the election. That is far more concerning than anything that Russia would do, isn't it? Isn't it concerning that the bureaucracy, especially the surveillance state, would ally itself with certain politicians and then start attacking people? This is what Rand Paul said. He said, it's about your own government spying on the opposition party. That would be enormous if true. I don't know the truth. We've asked the intelligence committees, House and Senate. I've also asked the White House because there is this whole discussion of Susan Rice unmasking people. And, of course, that's the deal, folks. That is the essence of what is truly here. Now, as we look at this swamp that is pushing back, and as I said, it is a coup. What Donald Trump did, he had the audacity to stand up to this corrupt bureaucracy, to this Edgar Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover wannabe, and who's trying to blackmail him into not firing him. He stood up to him and fired him. And now the bureaucracy is freaking out about that. And they're freaking out about something else. USA Today says, IRS executives say our lives are at risk in the Tea Party case, if you open this up. The judges ruled that there was a strong showing that the IRS had a bias against Tea Party groups. They say details about the Tea Party bias claims against the IRS could remain secret, however, because current and former agency officials say their lives are in danger if they publicly testify against the case. Think about that. This is USA Today a couple of hours ago. What they're saying here is that the IRS executives are saying, if we told you what we have done to you, you would want to kill us. That's what they're saying. They're saying that they're essentially admitting to crimes. And so this is the concern that we have. The concern that we have people like James Clapper, who will use his political office to try to take down political opponents, to use his surveillance office to take down political opponents, that we would have the IRS used as a political weapon. Do you understand what's going on here? This government is way beyond doing any minor adjustments. We're either going to have to cut this thing off, or we're going to have to do massive amputations in Washington if we don't cut the head off. This is something, this is like a cancer. It really is like a cancer. And there's an analogy to that, I think, that really is more than just the fact that it's malignant and spreading. You know, when a cancer starts, you have kidney cancer, as my sister did. It starts trying to create kidney, aberrant cells try to create kidneys in other parts of your organ. It tries to metastasize to your lungs and tries to create a kidney there, but they're broken and they don't work and they can't create a kidney. But they go there or they go to the brain. That's what this metastasizing cancer of the federal government has done. It tries to go in every aspect of our life and become something that it could never be. It has to be cut out. It has to be cut off. It is politicized. That is the core of what the problem is. Rand Paul has it exactly. We need to investigate the FBI, and we need to investigate what's going on with the IRS. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to quickly cover a couple of health issues here before we break. There was an article today on CNN. Patients say Roundup gave us cancer as an EPA official helped the company. This is what happens. It's called regulatory capture. It happens with all these government bureaucracies, with the FDA and the drugs that they approve. You wind up having a system with the FDA where all the drugs are approved on a pass-fail basis. Well, we don't live in a digital world. It isn't either perfectly safe or totally prohibited. There is a floating scale. You need to be aware of that. You need to understand what the risks are, what these drugs can do, and what they can do to you. But they don't give you that information. Then, of course, if you get something from the FDA, a prescription drug, and you have an adverse reaction to it, or somebody in your family, as I've known this happen to people, they die from this drug, and they were not really informed about what happened. Well, you know, they go through the motion of it, just like if you have a vaccine, they give you the flyer, the insert that you don't have time to read all that information to. But, of course, it's approved by the FDA, so you can't really win if you sue that company in court. But now we see with the EPA, they're saying, these patients say that an EPA official helped Monsanto to do this, and they say there's 800 cancer patients are suing Monsanto, claiming the company failed to warn consumers about a risk of cancer from the weed killer, Roundup. Monsanto insists that Roundup is safe. And I have personal experience with this. With we had a dog of ours who died from getting out and getting into neighbors' lawns after they had been sprayed. That neighbors would do this, and they would put these little signs up, and we had a dog that was an escape artist. He got this kind of lymphoma that they say happens with these weed killers. And I thought, well, how in the world did he get this? He's a young dog, otherwise healthy. We fed him very healthy food. And then I heard this news story about farmers who were spraying their crops with this stuff. And they came down with the same cancer that my dog had. So the Basset Hound in our neighborhood, our Basset Hound, was really kind of the canary in the coal mine. I've seen this type of thing happen. And, of course, when we look at the water, we've had a couple of stories in the last couple of weeks. Another one from USA Today. Beyond Flint, Michigan, excessive lead levels found in almost 2,000 water systems across all 50 states. I can talk to you about our Alexa Pure water filter, because when I saw these stories, and I saw this story about the EPA, I can't do anything about people who are spraying stuff who are my neighbors. We aren't on a municipal water system. We're on a well system. So we have farmers around us and other people who are spraying their lawns. I can't do anything about that. That gets into the aquifer. The only thing I can do is to try to filter that out and not drink it. And the same thing is true when you, whether you're on a municipal water system or whether you're on a well. There's going to be stuff that is going to get into the water. So the headlines, USA Today, Beyond Flint, excessive lead levels found in 2,000 water systems across all 50 states. Daily Mail, nearly 30 million Americans drinking dangerous contaminated tap water linked to cancer, birth defects, lead poisoning. This is from another source, the National Natural Resources Defense Council. They have the states listed, the 10 worst offenders. Number one, right there, Texas. See, I imagine that's one of the reasons why Alex was doing this. See, I want to have clean water. I don't want to rely on the government to tell me if a drug is safe. I don't want to rely on the government to test the water or to test other things that are additives out there and not be influenced by a corporation. I don't want to trust them to do their job. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to find something that is going to help my family to prepare for this. And the filter that we use is Alexa Pure Water Filter. Now, I'm going to be criticized, I'm sure, by Media Matters for trying to exploit this, just as when I told people shooting at the airport, I said, hey, you could get one of these inserts and put it in your backpack. At least you'd have something to hide behind. You need to defend yourself. Now is a good time to do it. 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Join me tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News. We have a lot of news that we did not get to. We're going to be covering that, and more news will be breaking this afternoon. Tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.